All right. Back here with DJ Jeronimo. I got Irena on the line. Irena, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Awesome. Okay, cool. We got the phone working in the studio. So just to kind of continue on with chronicling the May 1st actions this past week, we wanted to invite Irena on to the radio today and have her discuss a little bit about the Dignity and Resistance March that took place on Thursday afternoon. It started around 3 o'clock in the Fruitvale district of Oakland and headed towards downtown. But Irena, if you wanted to, can you kind of give us a little background, introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure. So, my name is Irena, and I live in North Oakland. I've been involved with the Decolonize Oakland group and had some involvement in the Dignity and Resistance Coalition as well, which was responsible for the 3 p.m. march.
Okay, and who was actually who kind of made up the coalition? Was it a lot of community-based organizations, unions?
So the coalition was made up of several different kinds of groups. There's definitely a good portion of people that were just in, they identify themselves as being more like immigrant rights activists that were in San Francisco, and they've done some of the marches there as well. I mentioned the colonizers.
And
students, actually, it would be huge for me to say, we had tons and tons of help from Mitch at Cal. So there's a good portion of folks coming through there, too.
Cool. And in terms of some of the highlights of the march, maybe you could speak a little bit in terms of kind of how the march took place and some of the stops that happened along the way.
Sure. So the march began at 3 p.m., as you stated earlier, over at Fruitvale Plaza. And basically we had a number of, there was the danza that we began the rally with. And then we had, a couple of different speakers. We had folks come out from Whore Magazine who have definitely been really involved, just all over the city, but definitely, there are some of us that are connected to POUR through Decolonize and through the POC group, when the encampment was still up at Oscar Grant. And then from there, we went ahead and took off. And then Oakland Sin Fronteras had their own program as well, so that was mobile and kind of stopped, I believe, at Fruitvale and International. So it was very busy, and it was kind of like, to me, I felt like it was sort of the hypest point. It was definitely the craziest point, too, but, there was a lot of stuff going on and just, like, really amazing, beautiful speakers and people, and then once we arrived to San Antonio Park, we had a number of different speakers and performers there as well, including people repping some of the schools that are being closed down. So there's sort of this team of students and teachers that have been involved as well, and one of our coalition members is also a teacher from one of those schools too. And so then over at Oscar Grant Plaza was where the last rally took off, and Mare performed there, who's been visiting the Bay Area from Oaxaca, and then Oakland Sin Fronteras march ended at Dragon Park, and I think Kiwi was there, and they had all kinds of different, badass performers there as well.
Yeah, speaking of the danzantes, I think I saw like three or four danzantes who carried the drum all the way to downtown. I was actually pretty impressed. I think the drummer, he must have been like 10 years old, 10, 11 years old, and he had drummed the whole way to downtown. Just the scene at San Antonio Park, I mean, it was really nice to kind of just see the diversity of the crowd and just so many people just pouring into the park, pouring out on the street. It definitely was a cool scene happening in East Oakland. Can you
Oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I mean, I used to live in that neighborhood, and I definitely miss it very dearly, and that was kind of one of the craziest points to me, too, was just to see all those people coming through, you know, just kind of, yeah, blew the mind a little bit, for sure.
And in terms of maybe some of the history of the Dignity Resistance March, I know it's been happening for a few years now. You know, could you tell us a little bit about the history, the kind of where the march started? Did it have the same theme this year compared to past years? Yeah, can you give us a little background in terms of that?
Sure. So just one little thing, you know, Dignity and Resistance just began this year, so it's actually only a few months old, really.
Okay.
The march historically, within the last several years, has largely been organized by OSF, by Oakland Sin Fronteras, and, you know, so there's lots of different groups and folks that have been involved in that, you know, a lot of, you know, like what I would think, you know, are folks that are kind of like the backbone of Oakland, you know, so domestic workers and, you know, their families, and a lot of kids, you know, kids that have been involved in the gang injunctions organizing that's been going on, Chicana Moratorium, Eastside Arts Alliance. So there was some crossover as well, you know, with the coalition, but the coalition was definitely, I think it was different in many ways, you know, that it has been in the past several. And so the ways that I think that it was able to connect were really good, and, you know, we're definitely looking forward mm-hmm. to, or I hope, like, you know, from my personal standpoint, that it would be to continue to work in a way that honors, you know, what's already been happening in Oakland, mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, as, you know, has been the topic of conversation, obviously, for many, many moons here, I think, mm-hmm. you know, even just thinking about, like, the East Bay Express, that cover, you know, the crazy gentrification cover with about Oakland being cooler than San Francisco. I think that some of those things, you know, it's important for us to be kind of like hypercritical and vigilant about, you know, what are some of the ways that, you know, I mean, I know, you know, that those discussions have already been happening, right? Like, how did Occupy influence May Day as well, too, and what that march looks like. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. that there's a lot of pros and cons and things, everything in between that, you know, people need to figure out, like, as time goes on. And, yeah. you know, obviously we can't have immediate answers for that right now.
And why did Decolonize Oakland feel that it was important to kind of make this connection with what had been happening in Fruitvale for May 1st and maybe trying to connect that with some of the other stuff happening on May 1st this year?
Sure. So actually, as the coalition began, Decolonize Oakland's, you know, interest or whatever was actually in supporting the existing march, and we wanted to have a contingency that would be specifically addressing decolonization, and that's sort of where the idea of the ship and, you know, having things be really, I don't know, I guess for lack of a better word, I would, you know, think about, like, the idea of edutainment, you know, right? So something that's fun, but it's also, you know, pop-ed in a way, too. And so that's definitely, you know, where some of that stuff came in. And I think that, you know, we'll maintain that interest, you know. So we were in no way, I'd like to think, you know, I don't think that the coalition is huge. It's comprised of all kinds of different people. So we're like a tiny little speck, you know, within the coalition.
But you guys had a dope float for sure.
Well, we have the float, you know, yeah. We have a boat.
Yeah, can you describe a little bit what the float was? And
Sure. So the weekend before the march, it's hard to believe that was last weekend. So last weekend we began to build about a 15 to 16 foot long ship, and the inside of it is comprised of bamboo and inner tube from a bike, yeah. bicycle tires. As well as a layer outside of that of cardboard and then paper mache. And And that was largely due to an artist named Posadas, who builds floats. And so it was attached to a van to, you know, one of someone that we work with, you know, it was attached onto the kind of luggage rail, I guess is whatever you call it. And so then from there we had like a dumpster wedding dress that another person actually cut open and kind of sewed back together so it could be our mast. And so on the mast, we drew an image, you know, that kind of we felt like represented some of the things that we wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, we had a really great time. We made some handmade signs and, you know, felt like there was a good mm-hmm. response at, you know, kind of brightening up the march, you know, in a way.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it was a very, very nice float. Hopefully folks can check. Hopefully there's some pictures out there that folks can check it out.
And you know what? I should probably announce, too, that the ship will come back to Glen Cove. So for people that have been kind of up on what's going over at Glen Cove, it'll be there in June.
Okay, cool. Is there any other events that Decolonize is sponsoring that you want to shout out?
Sure. We're going to be working on our second encuentro. Okay. And so we had a first one that was over at Corazon on International a couple months ago. And so we're really kind of looking forward to continuing to build from there. You can go ahead and look at decolonizeoakland.org, I believe it is. And, you know, we'll have information there as well. And there's, you know, a way to contact us through there if people would like to come to meetings or invite us to things. You know, we definitely, it's not just about coming to us, but I think that, like, for myself, I'll personally say that, you know, we want a beneficial kind of relationship, you know, with different communities.
Cool. Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for calling in and giving us an update. And hopefully we'll stay in contact and, you know, we'll see you there out in the streets again.
Great. Have a great day.
Cool. Thanks, Irena.
Bye.
All right. So, again, that was Irena from Decolonize Oakland, just kind of giving us a report back on Dignity Resistance March.
I think we're going to go to a short musical break, and then we'll be back with our compañeros in the studio to talk more about what happened on May Day in Oakland.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Rockstar.